Blog Talk Radio.
To be addressed, but
you are not protected on that group chat. So, you know, please don't use it. If you want to, you know, do another one with people who are in agreement, then use, you know, a separate group chat, but don't use that one that I created with that person's phone number on it, because I tried to shut that down, but evidently it don't shut down. So let's not, especially on the Shabbat, let's not provoke that spirit. I need to pray and deal with that one. You know, the person saying it's not them, but, you know, it needs to be dealt with, and I will deal with it. But please don't call them, and please don't text them. It's not anybody's, you know, business to deal with that at this time but me. So please allow me to do that and see what Yah says is going on here. Other than that, happy Sabbath to everyone. I think a lot of people may be upset. we want to pray for that person, because clearly there's some spiritual warfare that needs to be done in regards with this individual. So I just ask for your prayers for them, but don't text them. And don't try to contact them, and don't try to figure out who it is. Now, that's just going to start more stuff. And we don't, you know, it's not for anybody else to do. Okay? So, you know, I'm going to ask, allow me to deal with this individual, and you not, you know, use that group chat. Use another one. Because it's nothing like starting off the Shabbat that way. Now, we ended that way one time, but we don't, you know, we don't want to start the Shabbat with ill feelings, with, you know, being offended, being upset. We just don't need it on the Most High's day. And I ask everybody not to respond to any chat or any text that is put into that particular group, or to even text from that group. You know, creating, if, you know, we ought to be able to commune together through whatever means, but there is something else going on here, is my feeling with this particular individual. So let's not do that. That being said, happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. We pray that that you've had a blessed week. You know, I got a letter from the Homeowners Association, and they're wanting everybody to change their, you know, their window screens. And so I was not going to, you know, buy new screens. I'm just going to redo my own. And it's not hard to do. But this sun don't play. I went out in the sun for a couple of hours, and it, like, drained me, like, really drained me, you know, of all my energy. So that being said, it's still a good day. So we praise Yah for all his manifold blessings. As I said, and truthfully, I want, you know, each and every one of you to, if you are on that text, disregard the text and just pray for that person. Just pray for them. Okay. We will have to, deal with that in another way, but don't use that group text. No sense in everybody seeing or hearing or getting involved in anything like that. All right, amen? Amen. All right. This is a day that Yah Elohim has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're not going to let no demon, no unclean spirit bring us down on the Sabbath. This is a day that we honor the Most High Elohim. And I just want to raise my hands to him and give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For truly, he is worthy of it. We shall honor him in this day. We shall glorify him as he has said. If you will not turn aside your foot from the sack, but will honor Yah in it, not speaking your own words, not seeking your own pleasure, that shall honor him. And so this is what we endeavor to do. We bind every unclean spirit. We bind every demon. We bind every spirit that would come against the Shabbat and that would desecrate it. Have no respect of it. We bind it even right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Let us go to our statement of faith. We are doing Yah, our faith, and we're coming from the book of Hebrews this evening. So you can go to Hebrews chapter 1. That's where we will be at. And we're just going to go through chapter 4 tonight. That is Yah, our faith. And let's look at it from the standpoint of the book of Hebrews. Because, you know, we want to approach Yah 100% by faith, that which we can't see, that which we can't confirm, but we believe, and we believe it in our spirit. We believe it because we can read it, because it's been affirmed in our spirit. So those in your faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. None of us has seen our salvation. We haven't been resurrected and come up before the judgment seat. It says, well done, go into the kingdom. But by faith, we can know that if we do the things that Yah has told us to do, that we shall be saved. But we can know this. Yah is true to his word. We just have to do what we're supposed to do. That being said, let us go to our statement of faith. Actually, let's start this way, this week. Let us all turn toward the east, toward the roof. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Elohim, of a statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1 verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to I believe I'm of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and to keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on this his day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your Sabbath, Father. Thank you for sending us out a day that we should just rest and concentrate on you, Father. And we just want to glorify you and lift you up and honor you today, Father. Hallelujah, for this is your day that you have set apart. And you're saying that your people, the people, profess you throughout all times, Father. So we just honor you and glorify you in it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised. Continue. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you will forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us. For they are all gone to the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but just turn from our wicked ways, and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears towards your people Israel. So, Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you, that we are repenting of our sins, Father, and returning from our wicked ways, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have put on us as a people, but our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an answer to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Father, we pray for all those who are seeking your faith and trying to obey your commandments, who wish to walk in your ways. We pray that you would strengthen each and every one of them, even now. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. And let us start in verse 46. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth. There is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive into the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them that carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses, thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. We are dealing with the faith, Yah, our faith. Everything that has to do with what we are about has to be based upon him. Everything. And it should be our motivation. So this hits that. It's about him. It's about celebrating him always, honoring him. The fact that we keep Shabbat, the fact that we make it about him, because see, it just has to be about him. As I've said, we have 6 days during the week to work on us. This day belongs to God. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Now, I pray that we are all settled. We are ready to eat from the word of Yah as it comes from the book of Hebrews, and that we understand that all praise and glory goes to Yah Elohim, the Most High, the I Am that I Am, the Elohim of Abraham, Ham, Isaac, and Jacob, my Elohim and your Elohim, creator of the universe. You can't say enough about him. You have, you know, you just run out of description. But we serve the greatest power that there shall ever be, ever was, and shall ever be. And I just pray that we understand and know that, and that Yah is not slack in anything that he does. It's in his time, not ours. So we want to lift him up and give him all the glory each and every day, but especially on his Shabbat. I pray that everybody took time to do a little bit of extra praying this week, as I had requested. Well, not for me, but just spend time with the Most High Elohim, a little bit of extra time with him, that your faith might be increased, that your relationship with him might be further, that you might go deeper in him, that we might be strengthened by that communication with the Most High Elohim. You know, we have to have that relationship with him. And if we are the priesthood, there is no other way. We can't do this on our own. Whether Miles or anybody else is not an island unto themselves. Now, when Yah decides to move, I'm a firm believer, though. Me and Yah, by ourselves, are a majority. Believe that. I didn't say Brother Miles by himself. Me and Yah by ourselves are a majority. But if Yah wants to make a move, I just have to be faithful. We his people, we want to do this together. We are not separate. We are separate members, but we are not in a different body. It's one body. And we have to understand that. And sometimes the body has some cancer in it. Sometimes it needs to be dealt with. Nevertheless, this is Yah Elohim's day, the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. Starting in verse 1. Elohim, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now we all know that we should be hearing from Elohim today. And I pray that each and every one of you is in prayer and that you are seeking to hear from him. We are kings and priests, but we're also supposed to have prophets, prophetess, teachers, pastors, healers among us. And so each and every one of us should be before the Father asking, what is my gift? And equip me to operate within it, that I might do the work. He, in times past and in sundry different times, communicated to us, to the fathers, our forefathers, by the prophets. But now today, the Most High Elohim has put his spirit within us and will communicate with us. Those jobs, those roles of prophet and prophetess are still open. And when the Most High wants to deal with his people, if we're out of order, he'll send a word through somebody else. If I'm out of order, he'll send a word through somebody else. If I won't submit myself, if Yah has a message for the body, for the church as a whole, he will use a prophet and a prophet. Use the pastor if the pastor has that gift, and the Most High uses him that way. But we have to all pray to the Father to give us the gift or gifts that he is equipping us with for the ministry. And we have to submit ourselves to him. You're not supposed to run off and just, I got to get the healing, so let me go start laying hands on anybody and everybody. No, ask Yah first, can you do it? Because it's not about you. It's about who he wants to be healed. It's about who he wants to be told whatever. We are just his tool. We're just a vessel. And we want to operate within the authority that he's given us. So I pray that we are spending the extra time before him, seeking him out. What would you have me to do, Elohim, in relationship to your kingdom? So he spoke to us in times past through the prophet. Today we have his spirit. That's why he said, a new covenant and a new work am I going to do. We have the Ruach HaKodesh, and this is how the Most High communicates with us. Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat on the right hand of majesty on high. Let's deal with these verses. Through the Son, and this is why we can never leave the Son out of anything, through that office, through that flesh, and the work that the Most High did. This is where all the credit has to go for us, to the office of Son. But we ourselves have to understand that when, I believe it was Peter, let's look at the verse, asked, show us the Father, and will be satisfied. And Messiah said to him, have I been so long with you that you don't know who I am? How are you asking, show your Father? When we read these verses in Hebrews chapter 1, we read verses 3, chapter 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of the Most High's glory and the express image of the Most High's person and upholding all things by the word of the Most High's power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. This is a position reserved to the office of the Son of Elohim, when the Most High walked in flesh. So now you need to respect what I did in that flesh. He says, now, Peter, or it might have been Thomas, how are you asking me to show you the Father when I am the express image? You see me, you see the Father. That's the one you're dealing with. And so we got to understand that the scriptures are telling us in the fullness of the Godhead. The Godhead is the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Most High. The authority of the Most High, that's the Godhead. Well, Elohim is a spirit. And he is holy. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the Godhead. In Yeshua dwells the fullness of the Godhead body. So we got to understand that he's saying, hey, the spirit that is within me is the spirit of the Father, the express image of him. You want to see how the Father looks? You're looking at him. You want to see how the Father talks? You're listening to him. You hear him. You want to see the works of the Father? Watch what I do. Everything about me is the Father. But while I'm in this flesh, I want you to know me as the Son of Elohim. Because this is what I prophesied that would happen. And so he's telling us in Hebrews, don't forget that he's the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of the Most High power. That's the spirit that was within him. Let's get something here. This is not in this lesson, but it just came to my mind. Let me find this verse. I think it's John 3:16, but hold on a minute. I'm not sure of that. Go to 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and we'll come back to Hebrews. Now let's get verse 19. Verse 19, to wit, that Elohim was in Christ. Well, you know, Christ is a title, and that title means the power and the wisdom of Elohim unto salvation. It means anointed. But the scripture also gives us a further meaning of it as being the power and the wisdom of Elohim unto salvation. To wit, that Elohim was in Christ, reconciling the world to whom? Unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So understand, that the spirit that was in Messiah was the Father himself, Elohim himself, reconciling the world unto himself. So when I'm in this body, I want you to know me as the Son. But the spirit being that's using this flesh, that's inhabiting this flesh, is the Father. And I'm reconciling the world unto myself through this body. So when you are, when they were looking at Christ, when they were looking at Messiah, they were looking at the Most High Elohim. That's why the Messiah said, how long are you going to be with me that you don't know who I am? How can you ask me to show you the Father? You're looking at him. We have to understand that who was in Messiah himself. But he wants you to leave that role separate. Understand that the work that he was doing, that he wants us to glorify him as the Son and that work, because that's the way that we don't get back into the kingdom without that flesh, without that sacrifice. The Most High says, I need to provide. I need to have a payment. And the payment has to be a man. I require blood. I require blood for sin. And the payment has to be the blood of a man, the blood of bulls and goats. No bull or goat sinned against me. So the payment has to be a man. I look down through history. I didn't see a man. Matter of fact, there couldn't be a man that came out of a woman out that involved another man. It could not happen. So the only way that I could make this happen, I had to put myself in flesh and come through a woman and leave the man out of it where there was no sex involved. Or else I would have been created in iniquity as well. That's why it had to be a virgin. Because the law says that when a man and a woman come together in a sexual relationship, that they are unclean and that it is sin. Messiah could not have anything to do with sin, not even in his conception. So the Most High took the man out of it, spoke himself into her womb, and came out and said, now you're going to know me as who? The Son of Elohim. That's how I want you to know me. And I walk around in this flesh. But the spirit that is within this body, it is Elohim himself. So we have to understand that. Because our faith, we have to know and believe that Yah Elohim is able to do this and perform it. And when he's telling us in the scriptures and he's talking to the prophets, he's talking to the disciples, that what he says is absolutely 100% true and factual. To wit, Elohim was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And so we have to always leave that in place. Let's go back to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time? What angel has he ever said this to? Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Now, we know, we can probably go into scriptures, and people will say that the Most High called the angels his children, his the sons of God, as part of his creation. But he never said to any of them, this is what this verse is saying, he never said to any one of them, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. That word begotten means to father. Not to create, but to father. So I'm fathering this being, but this being is really me. I never told any angel that. Not Michael, not Gabriel, not Lucifer, not Satan, not Raphael, not any of the other angels. Because you got a doctrine out there that Messiah is Michael. But the Most High said, I never said this to any angel at any time. I have begotten you. I created you. But this being right here, I'm telling you literally, I am his father. This day have I begotten you. And so we got to understand that Messiah is different from all other men in that way. We have to have faith in the Most High that he is able to do and perform what he just said he did. All the other angels, none of them can hold their hand up and say, I was begotten by the Most High. Now, guess what? He reserves this to only man. He begat the prophet. He filled them with his spirit. He did a new work when he came into the world. He says, now I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and I'm going to beget sons and daughters, children. No angel can say that. No heavenly angel, let me put it that way, because there are some earthly angels as well. But no heavenly angel can say that. That the Most High begat them. See, the angels have free will as well. The problem is that before the Most High created man, there was really no way to test the angels until he put some conflict there. Here is a man, angel, bow down to him. I'm not bowing down to him. I'm greater than him. What did I tell you to do? You see the conflict? That's why Satan said, what is man that thou art so mindful of him? You want us to bow down to him and we're made out of fire and he's made out of dirt? What is he? They wanted to know. They couldn't figure it out. And then the scriptures in the Holy Bible, the Most High simply, it's only simply recorded. He said, I know, which you know not. But in other books, he tells Satan who man is. This is my son. This is my child. Being my child makes him an Elohim. Make them over you. That's why you're going to judge angels. You have to become a son of Elohim. To judge the angels, that makes you greater than them. So when the Most High said for them to bow down, and some of them refused, they have freedom of choice, then that's when the angels could be judged. Because before then, they were just doing what angels do. They didn't have a conflict. Nothing in the heavens disobeyed the Most High. Nothing went against him until he made man. And Satan wanted to know, what is this thing that you have created that you want us to bow before? What is man? God, thou art so mindful of him. And the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Who and what is he? Now you know what the angels desire to know. What is man? And that should make your faith in Yah to go through the roots. This is my child. This is my offspring. He is greater than you. And while he is in his infancy, before I give him his godhood, I'm putting you in charge of him. I'm putting you in charge of looking over him, servant. I want you to help him to grow up. I want you to be my messenger to him. That's why he used the angels to bring us the scriptures and to bring us the gospel. They're supposed to be helping us to, they're supposed to be ministering spirits to us. They are the servants. You are the child. But when the child grows up, this is what slavery should have taught us. See, we were ministering spirits to master's children. Our women giving them suck, feeding them from their own breast, not even their own child, ministering to them and raising them like they were their own. But when that child grew up, that child was over them. The same relationship between us and the angels. And so slavery should have taught us that. And that this is how that relationship works. And so when we understand what the Father is doing, the things that he tried to teach us, even through slavery, that's why we can't just come out of slavery and forget all about it. It was meant to chastise us. It was a punishment and a chastisement. You won't serve, then I'll make you serve. You won't serve me, then I'll make you serve a man. That you might understand the relationship that you and I are supposed to have. And that your faith might always be in me because you understand how I operate. So the lesson that we were supposed to bring out of slavery, don't worship no other gods. And this is the role that we will have in the future. The angels who were our servants, we will be over them. We shall judge them because we will have grown up in the spirit of the Most High that is within us, that begat us, places us over the angels. I hope we can hear it. So the angels are like us. They got free will. They can go against the Most High. Satan proves that, and a third of all the angels prove that they got free will. I'm not bowing down to that man. Most High, you created me to only worship you. Now you're telling me to worship that man? Scripture says they failed. This is why they failed. Conflict. See, because the angels had never been, they had never been tried. They were created and everything was working the way it was supposed to work and they were doing what they were supposed to do and everything was in harmony. What's wrong with that picture? How many of you are worshiping me because you want to worship me? But how many of you are worshiping me because that's all you ever know? So it lets us know that the Most High wants those beings, no matter how they were created, no matter how they came into existence, he wants them to worship him because they want to worship him. So he threw some conflict in there for the angels as well. I hope we can hear it. Because he never told any of the angels, you are my son. They were created to do what they do, and they were servants. They do whatever the Most High tells them to do. But you're on a different level. See, when we used to go to Master's house, no matter how small that baby was, we knew we weren't greater than that baby in slavery. And we had the power to kill the baby and even to kill Master, but the Most High put it on us. No, this is to teach you relationship. Because when we go into eternity, the angels are going to be just like we were. But they understand their role. Some of them still rebelled, and because they rebelled, there is no salvation for them. You as a child, the Most High had mercy. That's my child. Now all of my children, all those that turn out to be evil and wicked, I have to, as Elohim, as being the spirit of truth, as being holy, I have to destroy them. I don't want to. That's not my desire, but I have to. Because I cannot allow them to come into their godhood being evil. Cannot do it. So for all those of mine that love me and choose to serve me, because that's what I'm looking for, I'm not looking for robots. I'm looking for those that have faith in me and understand that I am their faith. Everything is based upon me. Everything revolves around me. But you are special within yourself because you are my children. You are greater than the angels. When I fill you with my spirit, you are elevated above them. If you don't submit yourselves and allow me to fill you with my spirit, then guess what? I'm not going to elevate you above the angels, and I'm not going to even let you into the kingdom. I'm going to put you in the lake where I'm going to put all the other disobedient angels. They don't have a chance to repent. That fire was designed for the devil and his angels, those that followed after him, that rebelled. I created that just for them. However, if you don't choose me, if you want to rebel, then I'm going to give you eternity too and put you in there with them, where all things that rebel against me are going to go. So we got to understand that the Most High said, I never told any of the angels, you are my son. This day have I begotten you. But he begot you. Don't you realize how special you are? Don't you realize that there is nothing else in the creation like us? How can we throw away so great a salvation? How can our faith not be in Yah, our Elohim, who is doing this work for us? So I have made a way out of no way. I am elevating you to Godhood. I'm making you my son and my daughters, my children. And everything else in the creation shall bow down to you. Everything else. Hear what y'all are saying to us. Everything bows to the Most High. Everything that he ever created. Whether it's the stars, the moon, the planets, the all life, forms of life, even those things that we don't think have life, have life. They can communicate with the Most High. The wall, they communicate with the Most High. We look at it and see that it's, you know, this thing is an atom. It just stands there. But the Most High is able to talk to it. Tell me what they just said. Repeat it. And the walls could do it. But we don't see it like that. Everything bows to him. He says, now, I make you my child. Everything has to bow to you. You bow to me. Can we hear what the Most High is doing for us? And all we got to do is be faithful, understand where our faith lies. Yah is our faith. He is our salvation. He is our rock. He is our redeemer. We got to understand who we are in him. So when Yah makes us a child, his child, that's something no angel ever got promoted to. Never got elevated to that. None of them Millions upon millions upon millions upon millions, probably billions of angels or trillions. None of them can ever say, I'm a son of the Most High Elohim. That's what Hebrews is telling us. I never said this to any of them. But when you see the sons of God in the Old Testament, somebody labeled them that, but the Most High is telling us, I never called any of them my son. This have I begotten. I could adopt them as sons, but I didn't beget any of them. I didn't put my spirit in any of them. I put my name in them. And they had authority because of my name, but my spirit was not in them. That's reserved for my children. Do you see how special you are? Why would we want to go against that? Why would we want to do anything that would destroy that, that would cause us to lose that? Are we stupid? Are we crazy? The truth of the matter is we just don't know. We have not considered. That's what the Most High says. My children, Israel, the ass understands or knoweth his master, the donkey his crib. My children, Israel, do not consider. They do not know. See what our forefathers threw away through disobedience? And we have the opportunity to come back in. Understand, you being a Hebrew Israelite by birth means nothing except for the Most High said, you know, I'm going to save a remnant of you. I'm going to save a remnant because of what your forefathers did. But you still got the opportunity to come back in. Just believe on Yah with all your heart and repent and turn from your wicked ways and accept his gift. Don't fight it. If you fight it, then you don't want it. And you don't realize what you were, you really don't realize what you were thrown away. Because see, we're just looking at, oh, we're going to get eternal life. That's not all you get. He made better promises. That's what he told us. Messiah received better promises, a better covenant. So you're not just going to get eternal life, but guess what? From the very beginning, man was never supposed to die. Man already had eternal life. All he had to do was not sin. Live forever on the earth, not sin. Sin came because of transgression. I mean, death came because of transgression, because of sin. Had Adam and Eve never sinned, death would never have come into the world. It would never have been activated. And as long as men didn't sin, death would never have been activated, and we would be living forever. We would be talking to Adam and Eve or going to say, oh, they live up on the hill. Let's go up there and talk to them. They are our original grandparents. Let's go talk to them. Let's go talk to our mother and our father because they would not have seen death either. And our grandparents and our great-grandparents. All our whole entire lineage we would be able to talk to because they would not have died. And because sin entered into the world and death came upon man, the Most High says, I'm going to do one better. I gave you eternal life before, but you threw it away. You just had to be disobedient and eat from that tree. And all your offspring were cursed because you did it. But I came and I paid the price so that you could have eternity back, but I'm going to do you better than that. I'm going to put my spirit in you and make you my child. I'm going to elevate you from just being a man or a womb man. I'm going to make you a God. And everything else that I ever created, everything bows to me. And you being my child, everything will have to bow to you. Do we understand what God has done? And by us being weak of mind, weakened body, what we throw away when we willfully sin. And it never told nothing else in creation. You are my son. This day have I begotten you. I didn't tell any angels that. I didn't tell any demons that. I didn't tell anything else that I created that we may not even know about. Man. When he says, only you have I loved, he's not just talking about Israel. In context, among the men of the world, yes. But as far as mankind goes and or his creation, no. He's talking about all mankind. Only you have I loved. I haven't loved the angels. I didn't create them to put my spirit in them. Only you, mankind. And then among mankind, to start, only you, Israel. But this was to spread to all mankind. Can we understand what Yah is doing and what we have been throwing away? Do we understand the totality of it? See, because we just happen to get into the kingdom. But Yah has promised us so much more. So how then do we turn again to sin? Do we consider? So let me put it on you. Consider that. Understand who you are. And why Yah has to be our faith, because only he can do this. Nothing else in the creation can make us a son of Elohim. Nothing else in the creation can elevate us to the level of the Most High. And he says, you know what? Because I have made you this way, you're still going to be in subjection to me. And everything else is going to be in subjection to you. Can we see that? Can we understand that? I pray that we can. And I pray that Yah even more so becomes the reason that you will not walk sideways, that you will not step to the right or to the left, that you will march straight forward. I pray that we can hear and understand this so that we don't throw away what Yah has done, and that we even more so appreciate it even more, understanding that what he has done for us and is going to do for us is not just giving us eternal life. What I'm doing for you, I didn't do for anything else. I pray we can hear this, and I pray that it is enough to make you commit 100% to Yah Elohim. That you look at this world and understand, you know what? This is temporary. What Yah is promising me is forever. How am I going to walk contrary to that in any kind of way? How can my faith not be in Yah, my Elohim, who has made all this possible, and only he can do this? We should not be walking contrary any kind of way. It shouldn't even come up in our minds. Once we understand who and what we are and who and what we're going to be, how do you walk contrary? Understanding that, knowing that. Have you considered the cost of your sin? Because your sin will take all of this away from you. Your sin will not only make you the tail, it'll send you to hell, to the lake of fire. And not even to hell, because hell, death, and the grave are going to be in the lake of fire. You get worse than hell. Do we understand? Does that make a difference to you? Is it enough to keep you as an individual? Would you give all that up for some sex? Would you give all that up for some trinkets? Would you give all that up to look big? Would you give all that up to say, I'm in charge? See, we as a saint, we don't consider. And maybe we don't consider because it was never told to us exactly what we are getting. But the book is telling us, I never called any angel my son. But I'm going to call you that. And unto my son in that position, it's really myself, but I've given authority over everything. And I said, I'll let you rule with me. Anybody in their right mind could not throw that away. So you are held accountable now. Because you can't say, I never heard. You can't say, I don't know. I didn't know. You might have been able to say that before today, but you cannot say it after today. Understand the salvation that the Most High is giving us and why he has to be our faith. He has to believe what we believe in, even though we have never seen him. Go back to the book. Verse 5 again. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son? This day have I begotten thee. What angel did I say that to? I ain't never said that to any angel. It's like a double negative. Unto which did I say that to? Name one. That's why those people who want to believe that Messiah is Michael. He said it to, no, he didn't, no. So I ain't said that to no angel. I have reserved it. I reserved this for myself when I put myself in flesh, and I reserved this for all of mankind who will come and believe in me. This is not for any other spiritual creature. This is not for anything else in the creation. Only you have I loved. And we know what the rest of that says. So we know what our forefathers threw away. We know what when we were born into what we were, what was taken from us. But now the Most High said, come, surrender yourself. Circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Put all that nonsense down. You would throw this away? I pray we can do it. Verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of Elohim worship him. Now, wait a minute. Here is this man-child that's born into the world. And all the angels are told to come and worship him. And the angels say, what? Worship God. All the angels that knew who this child was, they came to worship real quick. This is the Most High Elohim in flesh. He says, no, but I'm going to give this to all those who believe in me. all those who believe in my power and my wisdom unto salvation. I came in a form of a man to pay the price that no man could pay. That's my power and my wisdom. My power to come as a man and my wisdom to allow that to give you salvation. To undo my word of death. Because my word shall not return unto me void. So I have to make a way for you to be able to sidestep that. That's my power and my wisdom. There is no man that can pay this price. So I came as a man myself. Sidestep my own law that I might bring you back. That's Christ. That's my power and my wisdom. Unto salvation. And to each and every one of you who through faith believe and do. Because see, you're going to do what you believe. Or you're going to not do what you don't believe. Can you understand, do we, how great a salvation this is? Could I make it any plainer? The scriptures testify of themselves. All we got to do is believe. A greater covenant am I giving you. A greater covenant. A greater promise. You got to go back and look at where we were to understand what the Most High is going to do for us. You had eternal life, man. I created you that way. You messed that up. Now I'm going to go back and I'm going to give you a better promise than that. I'm going to give you a better promise. Are you going to mess that up too? Do we not consider? Do we not know? So, as I just said, you, nobody listening to this, nobody that listens to it, even after it's recorded, will be able to say, I wasn't told. Won't be able to do it. See, when we have ignorance, and ignorance is not always bliss, but at least you can say, I didn't know. Just like when we were sinning, the Most I said, oh, if you sin ignorantly, you can bring me a sacrifice for that. But that you know you're doing wrong, you can't bring me a sacrifice for that. Can't say that you don't understand what a great and marvelous salvation our faith in Yah is. Can't make an excuse and say, well, I kept doing what I was doing because I didn't know. I didn't know better. You can't say that. You won't be able to go before me and say, I didn't know. And you should tell every person, give them the truth of the word. This is what you're throwing away. My children, my wife, my husband, my father, my mother, my uncle, my aunt. This is what you're throwing away by trying to do what's right in your own eyes, thinking that this is all there is, and you live your life accordingly. And then when you have a little bit of faith, you don't really understand the salvation that the Most High has offered you. You want to come into it halfway. You want to give him what you think it's worth.
What is this worth? Ask yourself, what price can you put on this? Yah, our faith, our rock, our redeemer, our faith alone in him and who he says that he is and what he says that he's going to do and has done, that should be enough to keep each and every one of us. Even if he didn't make us any other promises, that should be enough. He says, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to put everything in my creation at your feet. Why? Because you love me, and I didn't have to make you love me. You have a choice. Love him with your whole heart and everything that's within you like he asked, or don't. Yah, our Elohim has not made it. He has not been shy about it. He has not been silent about it. All we got to do is believe what we read. You shall find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Serve me with your whole heart. What of this stuff is important? Think about that. What of this stuff is important? Is your car, your house, your job, your husband, your wife? That's why he said, you can't love nothing and no one else more than you love me if you understand what you are getting. Can none of that stuff do for you what I'm going to do for you? We want to hold on to those things. I realize just how foolish a person, how foolish a man I've been. But Yah has to show me. There is nothing more important in this life than him. There is no greater reward than him. That's who he's giving us, him. And all of his stats, he says, you know what? Everything else will bow to you. You bow to me. Why? Because you love me. Because you understand the relationship. And you're not coming into it with jaundiced eyes. Not in truth. Let's continue. Verse 7. And of the angels, he says, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? That ministers is not talking about the angels. Even though there are some ministering spirits, those ministers of fire are his prophets, his teachers. Those that he fills with his spirit to minister to his people. That's why you hear some pastors say, it's like fire shut up in my bones. The Most High be so strong. He'll be so strong on you that way. He calls us to be ministers, ministering one to another. He wants to work through us. We just have to make ourselves available. So I say, pray for that person that is cussing on text. Pray for them. Call the power of the Most High. Bind that spirit. You don't have to say nothing to them. Bind that spirit. Walk in your authority. Understand who you are and who you're going to be. Buy into it. Because sometimes I want to.
If we knew the truth, and you know the truth today, as I said, you won't be able to say, I don't know. I didn't know. I never heard. Nobody told me. Listen to what the Ruach is telling you. All this have I prepared for you, to those that love me, really love me. Shouldn't be struggling with nothing after this. Nothing. And everyone that you explain this to, that's why I said, the Most High has shown me, we have to come to him in fear. We have to know who it is that we're dealing with and what he has given us and what we have to lose. I'm not going to do it by might or by power anymore. I'm not going to try to beat it in you. All I want to do is fill you with my spirit. Not by might and not by power. I want you to understand who and what you are giving up. Choose us. You can't get any better. Period. Hands down. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, now he's saying this to the Son, thy throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the right, is the scepter of thy kingdom. But to us, this is why I said we have to understand this, but to us, there is but one Elohim. We don't say the Son. It says the Father. But he says, unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O Elohim. Talking to, who are you addressing? You're addressing the Most High Elohim in flesh. Let there be no doubt about that. No, we have to understand what the scriptures are saying to us and keep it that way. Unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O Elohim. Oh, wait a minute. We only got one Elohim. He's the Father. How the Son become the Father? How did he become Elohim? That's why our forefathers said, you being a man, make it yourself. They didn't say the Son of Elohim. You being a man, make it yourself Elohim. And that's why we're going to crucify you. They understood clearly what he said when it was time for them to understand it, and they still killed him. And they were held accountable for it, and we are held accountable for it, being scattered throughout all the nations of the earth. But they understood, you being a man, make it yourself, Elohim. And they did not want to accept that Elohim would come in the flesh. They knew that prophet was supposed to come. They knew that Redeemer was supposed to come. But they didn't really understand who he was supposed to be. Even when John told them, and even when Isaiah told them, your Elohim comes. Hear, O Israel. Here is your Elohim. This is your God. And they rejected him. The thing has not been hidden. It's been hidden to those that Yah wants the truth to come out with. He wants us to know and understand the sins of our forefathers. Have you repented for them? You say you are Israel of the flesh. Have you repented for the sins of your forefathers? How they mistreated the Most High Elohim? How they crucified him? How they knew who he was and rejected him? See, the scriptures tell us everything.
It tells us the things that are most important. All we got to do is listen and believe. Our forefathers said, you, being a man, make it yourself and Elohim. For good works, we crucify you not. But they said he blasphemed. I came to redeem you. I came to give you my name back. I came that you might have life and that more abundantly, greater promises, a better covenant. And we just spit on it. Oh, yeah, Elohim, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us our arrogance and our stupidity. Forgive us for not even considering, not putting you in your proper place, the head of everything. Forgive us for not considering who you are and what you are. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. So great a salvation that we would just throw it away for a moment of pleasure, for a moment of power. We would throw it away for nothing. Let us consider who we are, what the Most High has done for us. Let us step into it. Let us not look back. Let us praise our Most High Elohim. Let us put all of our faith in him and in nothing else, in no one else. Verse 9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, Elohim, even thy Elohim, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Now, understand that the Most High and that the work that he has done and is doing is to bring us back into proper and rightful relationship with him. And he says, upon the principle of Father and Son. But when you put those principles together in the Hebrew or in the Aramaic, Father and Son, those two words together make rock. I am your rock. I am your foundation. Upon this foundation, I am the Father of creation. I am the Son of redemption. Upon the work that I am doing, let's just keep it in perspective. See, we are physical beings, and we like physical. We like seeing. Most I say is, you know what? In your body, in my natural state, you cannot see me. You can't even see, look in my face. At least I kill you. But I have to make you like me. I have to give you an eternal body like mine, made up just like mine. So I said, beloved, now are we the sons of Elohim, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. His true nature, we'll be able to look at him in his face. He don't want his children not be able to look at him. But if you come to me and you look at me in the form you are now, I will consume you. It is my nature. So I have to change you to be like me. Can we hear him? You cannot be around me in the form that you are now. And no man has seen me or really heard my voice or hear what I'm saying to them. Have you, can you hear God now? Can you hear what he's saying to you? Because no man has heard. They didn't understand. You ever been talking to somebody and you're trying to explain to them where you're coming from and you say, do you hear me? I hear some words, but do you understand what I'm saying to you? One day we shall hear his voice and look on his face and be able to understand and not be killed. But he has placed this word here for us. All we got to do is believe and understand by implication what it's saying to us. Let's continue. I didn't even read good grief. Verse 10. And thou, Yah, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. They shall perish, but thou shalt remain. They shall wax old, as does a garment. This universe gets older every day. We think of it as eternal. But the Most High just told us, and we believe him, that even this creation is going to wax old. It has a lifetime. It has a lifespan. And it may be greater than we can ever imagine, but he says it has an end to it. Right now, scientists are saying that, you know what? In trillions of years, all of these stars will burn themselves out. The galaxies are moving so fast away from each other that eventually you won't even be able to see but the stars in your own galaxy. We'll be able to see like the other galaxies that are out there. They'll be so far and spread out. And in the end, all of it will burn out. Stars are born and die every day. But eventually, according to science, and the Most High just backed that up, eventually these stars will burn themselves out, all of them. And then the universe will be dark again. And the Most High says, I'm making you to where even if it goes dark, I am the light. All things emanate from me. You don't need all that. You just need me. And if I make you eternal, when everything else goes out, it's just me and you. And everything else that I created to be eternal. Can we hear that? Because he's saying, hey, this universe has a time. It has a lifespan. It will go out. But not Yah. Not the creator of it. He says, I'm giving you that same nature. I'm putting myself within you. And I'm eternal and I don't have a beginning or an ending. You will never end. You had a beginning. But you will never end. Because I'm putting a part of me in you. It's what makes us different. That is what man is. The angels don't even have this. Can we hear Yah? Can we hear him? Can we devote ourselves to our Elohim? that has given us such a great salvation, that has told us, count on me, put your faith in me, not in anything else. How can we hear this and know this and choose otherwise? With that being said, I was going to go read through Hebrews chapter 4. And I think Yah has said what he needed to say today. I don't need to say anything else on this. Each and every one of us, hold your hands raised to the Most High, even right now. Father Yah, we hear. We hear. We hear, Father. Have your way with us. Have your way. Do with us as you will, Father. We submit ourselves. We submit ourselves to your way, to your will. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for such a great salvation. Thank you for a better promise. Thank you for explaining it and allowing us to see it in such a way that how can we reject it? How can there be anything more important than you, Father? It cannot be. Cannot be anything more important than you. Father, we worship you and we honor you. We keep your day because you have said that it gives you pleasure. It honors you, Father. We honor you right now. We honor you with the praise and worship and thankfulness. What words could we possibly say that would be worthy of what you have done? There are none. Father, but we do the best that we can. We just bow down and give you glory. We bow down and give you praise. There are no words that are good enough. There are no words that can express. Let it be through our service, Father. Hallelujah. Let it be through our service to you. Let it be through our witness. There is no greater gift bestowed upon me, bestowed upon any other creature that you have created, not just men. No angel, no demon, no whatever else you have created have you done what you have done for us. How can we else but submit to you? In totality. Father, give us the strength in this knowledge to walk according to your way, to walk according to your will. For you we live, and for you we will die. There is nothing that we have that could ever repay you, that could ever justify what you have done. Nothing. So, Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, even right now.
Have your way with your people. Come, Father. Be with us. Find our worship acceptable. Everything that has breath, praise you. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. 10,000 thanks. 1,000,000 thanks. Hallelujah. There is no expression that I can make that would be good enough, God. So I bow humbly to you even right now. Bow humbly to you, Father.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most high, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most high, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that.
say yes, yes. If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes, yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your heart and tell the Lord yes. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Hey, hey. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place.
Most High Elohim. For thus saith Yah, my soul poured out to you, and my spirit do I give to you. Walk upright in me, for it is I that loveth you. How can we say anything other than yes? On tomorrow morning, we will let Yah have his way. I don't know what the precept will be, but it will be about Yah. Know that. Go and let Yah have his way with you. Rejoice in your salvation. There is no greater gift given unto men Rejoice, I say, in Yah your Elohim, Yah our faith. All of our faith is within you, Father. all that you say, all that you ask, we will do. As we go forth this evening, make sure to keep your focus on the Most High Elohim. Have your joy and have joy with him, for he rejoices over, let us not be disobedient, stiff neck or stubborn. How can we be? How can we hear such a word and be stiff necked? Hard-hearted. How can we question? May the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. Until we meet again at the appointed time, know that I love you, but Yah Elohim, Yah Elohim, He loves you with a love that is incomprehensible. No greater love. Hallelujah. Shalom, family.
Oh,